Welcome, guys. My name is Gilberto Taide. I am the Executive Director of the Greater North Texas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And we wanted to set up this virtual lunch and learn today to talk about best practices for our Cinco de Mayo event, social media best practices and marketing practices. So with me today, I have Chris Rocha, and he is the CEO and founder of the Hispanos Marketing Group, but also a board member and marketing chair for the Greater North Texas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so thank you, Chris, for making it out today and giving us a little bit of your time. Before we go into this, Chris, how did you get started into your marketing role?
Yeah, hi. So thank you so much. I'm glad you guys are able to join and watch this video. So the idea behind this video really, and what we're wanting to do here is to give some of the tools that are necessary for some of the business owners that are going to be out there. I know with the vendor event being only next week and away, you probably have a lot on your hands. So we want to make sure we make it as easy as possible for you all to be able to promote this event online as well. But as far as marketing, I got my start back, I would say almost 10 years ago. I just jumped into, I'm self-taught. Learned on YouTube how to design websites, how to design logos. And throughout the years of being a freelancer, I noticed there was a big need in the Hispanic community. A lot of Hispanic business owners are great at having their business. They're very skilled workers. But sometimes the difficult part about running their business is having an online presence. So seeing that need, seeing that demand, I decided to rebrand my entire company as Hispanos Marketing Group. Proud Latino, Mexicano, born and raised here in Dallas, Texas, but my heart is in Monterrey, Nuevo León, and Tampico, Tamaulipas, where my family's from. So that's really how I got started. And for the past almost 10 years, it's just been a journey up and down, you know, small business owner as well. But it gets me excited to be able to help Hispanic entrepreneurs or just startup and businesses in general that need to have an online presence. So it's kind of the gist of how I got started.
Well, sounds good. Well, that's awesome. We're definitely glad to have you here. And really, the course or the field is open for you, and we can go ahead and get started. There, towards the end there, we may have a little bit of time for Q&A because we have a few people joining, but we should be good to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now just so you can see a small presentation that I put together for you all. So we'll get started. This Cinco de Mayo event is something that we've been having as part of the chamber. I've been able to see us have it 3 years in a row. This is our third year where we're having the event. And being present in the past two events has been an amazing experience. We had an amazing turnout last year and the year before that. Somewhere upwards of 200 people showed up, maybe around the same vendors showed up as well. And I personally was able to see the impact, the positive impact that this had in the community, the positive impact that they had, that it had for the vendors that were out there. A lot of vendors had the exposure that they probably wouldn't have gotten elsewhere at a different event. So showing up at this event, Cinco de Mayo, is a great opportunity for every single person that we have. The roster, we have it filled with amazing businesses and vendors, amazing talent that's going to be out there. So I'm super, super excited. And I'm excited to share this with you all because I wanted to make it easier for you all. So I put together some marketing material that I'll be sharing with you all and I'll be reviewing in this presentation. So all you have to do is download and share on your social media and you're good to go. So let's go ahead and get started. The first part of the marketing material I put together for you all is really the simplified version of a post. We have some story format as well as social media format that you all can share on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and YouTube if you have it. I screenshotted what it looks like on our social media posts today. If you don't follow us on getc.org or at the Greater North Texas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce on social media, I encourage you to do so. We are going to be posting this week very, very heavily to promote this event even more than what we have been. So if you don't already follow us, go ahead and follow us on social media. You can copy and paste every single thing that we post. You can download the images from there. But if anything, I'm going to give you a link towards the end of this video where you can download some of this marketing material for yourself as well. So as far as the first piece of marketing material that I was able to put together for you all is a flyer that you could technically post on your Facebook IG story, or even as a reel if you'd like so. So pretty much, if you're not familiar with stories on Facebook and Instagram, it just kind of allows you to be able to highlight some of the moments directly to your audience. A lot of the people that post on social media, whether you're a business account or just a business professional, for the most part, the more that you post on these stories, the higher engagement that you get from the immediate audience that views it. So what we're going to be doing this weekend, particularly, we're going to be posting a lot of stories of the reels that we have, as well as the flyers. So I wanted to make it as easy as possible for you all to be able to post this and share this as well. You'll see on the screen that there's two posts. First one on the left-hand side is a generic standard one that you'll have access to as well. And then the one on the right-hand side is a flyer that I created where you can actually add your logo to it. So this makes it a lot easier for you to be able to brand this flyer as your own without an issue and just post it on your social media platform. Now, one of the tips that I want to give you when posting a story, when you tag any of your staff, any of your team member, or any of the volunteers that are helping you out during this event, it pretty much immediately notifies them and gives them the capability to be able to share their story instantly. And this gives you immediate access to their audience as well. So if you only have 100 followers on your social media and you tag maybe the top five people that you know are going to reshare and they each have 100 followers, you're already reaching more than 500 followers on that one post on sharing on your story. So it's a pretty neat feature that all social media platforms have. So I encourage you all, tag. And more than anything, don't forget to tag the chamber, because we'll be sharing your story as well. We have over 3,000 followers on Facebook, passing 1,200 on Instagram. We'll be more than happy to give you that exposure to ensure that people are going out there to see your business. So we'll move on to the next piece of marketing material. I also put together some reels for you all. And the format is not just a reel format as far as the Facebook and IG reels, but you can also post it on TikTok. You'll see on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side, there's two different types of video, but they're very, very standard. I didn't brand them so much for the chamber. It's for you. I want people to know that this is your reel, and I want people to feel that as if it's coming for you, from you directly, the business owner. You can add your reel towards the bottom if you'd like. You can use it as it is, but the purpose is the same: for you to promote this event on your social media platforms and to be able to bring more exposure to your social media accounts as well. And just to be brief on what you add to these reels, you do have the ability to be able to tag other people as well and add us as collaborators. When you add a collaborator to your reel, it gives you access to that collaborator's feed. So what will end up happening as you're posting this reel, and like I said, you'll be able to download the videos at the end of this presentation, I'll give you a link. When you add us as collaborators, we'll accept that invite and your video will pop up on our newsfeed, pop up on our social media platform. So we'll give you access to that as well. You just have to make sure that you tag us. You have to make sure that you add us as collaborators also. Now, some of the popular tags that I was able to find that are popular amongst just not our city, but small business owners in general. Here are a few tags that you can use: hashtag Dallas, hashtag small business owners, hashtag vendors. There's a lot of small business hashtags that people use that are going to be beneficial for you to incorporate into your videos to make sure that you get an extra added level of reach when you're having these tags added to your video. If you don't already know, when you add these hashtags, it pretty much puts you in a pool of other people that are using the same hashtag. So consider that we're going to be using the hashtag as well as all the vendors. So you want to be in that pool. So when people look at those hashtags, they can see that you're going to be there present in this event. I also designed some social media flyers for you all. We have a standard one with no logo and one that you can add your logo to as well. Two different versions. Now, when you download these logos, I designed them in a way where you could have them formatted. You can actually just click download and upload them directly to your platform without an issue of worrying of, without having to worry about them not being formatted well. They're 1080 by 1080. Pretty much what that means, it's just a square. You can upload it on any platform that you want and it's going to look crispy clear, perfect. And that's, you're good to go. I also put a sample description here below on the bottom left-hand side of the screen. This is a generic description that you can use if you want to copy exactly what it says word for word, or maybe even modify it to include your company information. You're more than welcome to use it. This is for you. We want to make sure that you're able to use everything that we're presenting here so it could be as easy as possible for you to just download, click, and you're good to go. And the only thing you'll have to worry about on Friday, I'm sorry, on Saturday, is to show up with all the things that you're going to bring to your event. The next piece of material that I have for you are some videos formatted the same way, 1080 by 1080. Now, the reason why I wanted to incorporate these videos on your social media platform is just more interactive. We've seen that people engage more with video content. So that's really the main reason why we want to make sure that we don't just have generic flyers that are just static, but we also have real people inviting guests to this event. You'll see that some of the videos that we have on here are from last year, but they still apply as far as inviting people. So be sure to use those as well. And I also have another sample description if you want to go ahead and use that. Awesome. We're good so far? Thumbs up, thumbs up. I think we're good. All right. And we are here at the link. So if you want to pause the video, if you're watching this afterwards, and if you're on the live now, go ahead and go ahead and scan this with your phone, and it will open the Google Drive where I have put all the collateral that you're going to need, the flyers formatted for your stories, the flyers formatted for your social media post, as well as the videos designed for your Reels, your TikTok, as well as the Instagram and Facebook videos too. So be sure to scan this. You will have direct access to it, and you'll be able to download those immediately. And I'll leave this up on the screen here for a few seconds, just in case.
Sounds good. Well, this is great. So thank you for putting all of this together.
Yeah. I do have one last piece. Towards the end. Sorry about that. I forgot to mention that I added this last minute. That's why Gilberto's in now. But I added this last piece, and these are just more generic tips that are going to help you promote this event. Additional ways to promote your attendance is be sure to follow us on GNTHCC and GNTHCC Annual Cinco de Mayo Fiesta on Facebook. You'll notice that there are two different pages, but it's the same. It's us. And also engage with our Instagram. Here are the ads. Be sure to comment on our social media posts so we can also engage with you and get more people on there commenting and liking. As I mentioned, add us as collaborators to your Reels before uploading your videos to your Instagram or your Facebook. You can share the Eventbrite and Facebook event registration links. And these two links, if you want to go ahead and scan those also, those will take you directly. The left-hand side will take you to directly to the Facebook event that we have for the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta. And then the one on the right-hand side will take you to the Eventbrite that we have. And then lastly, the last request that I would really like from each and every one of the vendors or each and every one of the volunteers that are going to be a part of it is to create a personalized invite and tag us. Now, we did this last year, and we have a few that we're going to upload this week. It just gives it a whole different perspective for people that know your face and know that you're going to be there present. It's almost like a warm welcome, inviting them to the event. It works wonders. We had a lot of people showed up last year just because of the warm invitations that we had, more personalized. So I encourage, if you are a vendor and if you don't use social media too much, it's a perfect time to put your face to your name, put a face to the brand, and help people identify more with you and what you have to offer by creating a personalized video that's going to let them know that you're going to be there, excited to meet them, as well as there to give them an amazing time during this Cinco de Mayo event. So with that, I conclude, and I open it up to Gilberto if there's any questions in there, if you have any questions in particular.
Yeah, I did have I think this is all good practice for any kind of event that you're promoting. What you included were some videos, flyers, but stories as well. And they're all branded in a similar way. And so to market an event, typically, how long do you think you should start marketing if you have an event in the future?
Yeah, well, definitely several weeks out. I mean, you'll see on our social media, we almost kind of, we did a soft promotion where we just started reminding people about the event. We started notifying it on our stories here and there. But I mean, if it's like a month or 2 months out, I mean, I would start immediately, right? From a soft sell or a soft promotion to ramping it up and getting people excited. And it's almost like this week is that the biggest week of excitement where we're building up that momentum. We have been building up for this, the countdown. There's only a few days left for this event. And it does apply to any particular event that we have going on, or any event that you have going on as a vendor, making sure that all the branding that you have is uniform to what best represents your company. Oftentimes, I've seen one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they copy and paste something from online, or they just copy and paste something from somebody else, and it's not uniform to who they are, who or what their unique identity is online. So it's really, really important that when you're promoting your event or you're just posting on social media in general, it's all uniform and consistent with who you are and your brand identity.
That makes sense. And what about, what are some ways people can promote during the event?
Yeah, so during the event, one of the things that we did last year and it worked wonders is just cutting on that live, cutting on the camera while you're at the event and letting people know that you're there, that you've made it, that you've taken the time out of your day to show up and be there, not just for the community, but be there to take part of the Hispanic Latino culture. So it works well because some of the people that are having maybe a busy day, a busy life, aren't able to get to their social media, right? Some of us take breaks sometimes for social media. It exists, you know, social media, it burns people out sometimes. But being there present, letting people know that you have showed up, almost motivates people to go out there and support you, you know, whether it's close family, friends, whether it's long-term clients and relationships that you've built over time. You'd be surprised how many people are actually willing to support you. And I know sometimes we don't, we can't visualize or quantify that amount by followers that we have. But when you're unique, when you are sincere in your service and your business, you'll be surprised how many people are actually just watching from a distance and ready to support you 110%. So I encourage you all at the event, when you're there, shoot a quick story, shoot a quick picture. It's gonna be from 4 to 9. So it's a lot of hours of content. So you can definitely use this. And to add to that, this is a great opportunity for all the vendors and everybody that's gonna be present to create content for their business. Right. It's an opportunity where you can not just showcase yourself as a business owner and your service, but to also ask people if you could maybe get a recommendation or maybe get some feedback on the service, on your setup. And I know more than anything, many people would be happy to not just support, but also be a part of some of the content that you'll be shooting out there during the Cinco de Mayo event.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Chris. And we're at 12:22 right now. I did want to open it for other participants to ask questions. What questions do you guys have?
No questions. Yay.
No questions.
Okay. I don't have a question, but I want to give y'all an invitation. So, I don't know if Eliu has ever invited y'all, but we do have a soccer team in Arlington. And then if y'all ever wanted to come out with the Greater North Texas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, y'all are welcome to come out. We can get y'all free tickets if y'all want to come out to the game. So hopefully that's something that we can maybe plan out for a future match here in Arlington.
That sounds good. I'm in Arlington, so I'm in the neighborhood. If you can send us an email, do we just reach out to you directly, or do you want to put your email on the, I think I have your email, but you can put it on the chat if you like.
Yeah, I'll put my email right here. Y'all could email me because I don't think I have y'all's, but
okay.
Yeah, just message me and then hopefully we can plan something out. We could have like a Greater North Texas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce night at the stadium or something.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Is this for FC Dallas?
Huh?
Is this for FC Dallas?
It's for the second team. It's called North Texas Soccer Club.
Okay. Nice. Let's get Becky G out there and we'll all show up.
Yeah, well, right now. It's a little bit of a controversy right there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, well, it's understandable. Maybe it's not a good season right now, but for sure. Man. Thank you so much for that, for the invite. We'll definitely be taking a part of that hopefully soon. But if there's no other question about it, I just want to add that if you have any questions or if you're watching this video afterwards, you maybe weren't able to follow through. Maybe I sped too quickly. I know I'm a fast talker sometimes. Be sure to message us on the Greater North Texas Hispanic Chamber of Commerce page. I'll be reviewing some of the messages as well. Any questions that you have related to anything regarding the event, whether it's maybe there's a friend of yours that wants to sign up to be a vendor and you have questions on that, or maybe you have some questions in general about how the event's going to be set up or anything related, feel free to message us. We'll be more than happy to answer those questions for you, email you any information necessary. And hopefully when we post this video as well, you'll be able to find the links, whether in the comments or maybe somewhere in the description, to the Google Drive where you could download all this marketing material, as well as some of the links to our social media platforms as well. So you can share that with some of the people that we're hoping to show up there. But I'm super, super excited. Thank you so much for this time and the opportunity to be able to talk with you all. I wanted to make it as simplified as I could. I know that sometimes as business owners, we have a lot on our plate already. And I don't want to overcomplicate it by saying, hey, you design your own content. No, we got you. We'll do it for you. It's there. Download it and we should be good to go. So thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a good one and we'll talk again soon.